I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. April was a tough month for believers in Myanmar. Officials released more than 3,300 people from prison, including a Baptist pastor, in mid-April to mark the Buddhist New Year. On the night he was released, police rearrested the pastor, his wife, and a Christian colleague. AMG International's Brian Dennett says,
"This rearresting of innocent people like this pastor and other Christian leaders has just been a practice they've been doing ever since the coup. And the intent is really to cause fear and insecurity among the people, especially the church congregations and local citizens."
Pray for AMG International as it provides help and hope in the name of Christ.
Every time we reach out, we are looking to share our hope in Jesus.
And if you want to reach the entire Middle East, North Africa region for Christ, where do you start? Well, if you're in the MENA Leadership Center, you start with hundreds of ministry leaders currently at work in the MENA region. MLC's Fadi Sharia says these leaders already have boots on the ground.
"We are empowering them so that we will have much larger impact whenever they are learning, they are applying in their own ministries."
In every workshop, MLC connects Christian leaders with a subject matter expert. If you want to make a strategic investment in the MENA region, consider partnering with the MENA Leadership Center. We'll connect you at our website.
Please pray for us to have the right SMEs, subject matter experts for our teams. Please pray for those ministries and churches in the Middle East and North Africa, that they will be rooted in Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.